someone who was dead, getting up and walking out of a tomb. What does that mean for us? And I think sometimes we get caught up in all of those things and trying to figure out what that means, and does that make me a good Christian if I'm struggling with that notion? We lose sight of the wonder of this day. We can lose the awe of a story of God offering the hope of new life in the face of death. Caught up in our minds, and we lose sight of what we're really celebrating, which is even in the face of death, God comes to us offering new life. In the midst of our despair, God offers hope. And that's a pretty powerful thing. Understanding comes at different points for each of the disciples. Each of them comes to their own understanding of what this means through their relationship with Jesus, through their actions, their own reflections. For me, Mary's grief, conversation, and being named by Jesus, which time she has recognition, is so profound. It's that experience, that personal experience, that brings with it understanding and the belief. Christ is risen. Christ brings new life. Death does not defeat Christ. That's a profound sense of hope offered to us within that. In a world that is so fixated, it seems, yet at the same time being in a sense of denial as to what the reality of death in our world. For all of that, we are offered the seed of hope. Christ is risen. In our despair, in our grieving over things that seem to be changing beyond our control, God offers us hope of a new life. He represented through seeds, through a sunset. We can experience and witness God's promise of a new life, a new day, over and over and over again. Whether it is scattering of new seeds after a forest fire, the promise of new forests, new trees, morning glories planted in a garden, God offers us a vision of a new life, new growth, over and over again. And it's illustrated so powerfully for us in the story we hear this morning. Mary goes back to the tomb in her grief and experiences the risen Christ, her friend, her teacher. But even with all of that, then, if we truly believe God offers us new life, God plants the seeds of hope all around us, that also brings with us a mighty responsibility, doesn't it? How can we give in to despair if we truly believe God does all things? How can we give up and say, well, that's just the way the world is, if we know that Christ is risen? How can we sit back? Let the world run roughshod when Christ, even in death, comes to life again, telling his disciples, go forth, feed my sheep. Christ is risen.